Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The U.S. government can be a source of contracting opportunities for many small businesses across our state and across many different government agencies. Our next guest represents one of those agencies, one, however, that you may not think of as offering business opportunities. Kelly Updegraff is a contracting officer with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service in Columbia. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So first of all, give us an overview of your office here in Columbia. What do you guys do?
So our office here in Columbia, we are with the Forest Service. We take care of the land, which includes part timber. We encompass the entire South Carolina, different national forests throughout South Carolina.
How many national forests do we have?
We have the Francis Marion, which is on the coast. We have the Long Cane, which isn't too far away from the coast, kind of. The Ennery, which is up by Whitmire, and then the Andrew Pickens. We also have the Savannah River site, which we take care of their lands, as the Savannah River site being a Department of Energy location.
And I'll have to be honest with you, I always thought the U.S. Forest Service was its own government agency, but it is indeed part of the USDA.
Yes, sir, it is. It's part of the USDA. However, we do get our funding from the Department of Interior.
All right, now let's talk in specific about the business opportunities available at the local Forest Service in Columbia. What types of contractors are you looking for?
We look for almost anybody. We look for people who can build buildings, build roads. We have foresters that will burn, do herbicide, pre-commercial thinning, janitors, repair folks for buildings. So essentially, if you could think of it, we can do it. The only thing we do not do at our local office is IT.
That gets contracted out nationally, I guess.
That's correct. They're out of Albuquerque.
And then how many contractors do you end up hiring throughout the year, different local companies?
It depends. It depends on our budget. There's a couple of variety of different things that go on. It depends on our budget. It also depends on what is required. So if we have 600 acres of herbicide that needs to be done, we will do those 600 acres of herbicide. Otherwise, it varies throughout the year. There are some ways that you can get on the USDA website to find out projected jobs, but those are just projected and they're not set in stone.
One item here I saw on your list looked kind of interesting, feral hog control.
Yes, I just awarded a feral hog down on the Long Cane. And what that means is we put out a solicitation for feral hog control. When the proposals came in off that solicitation, then the most technically savvy, who is the lowest priced, received the award. And what they do is they control the population of feral hogs that's on the Long Cane National Forest.
Feral hogs are indeed a problem here in South Carolina?
Feral hogs are a problem. They are a big problem, especially down on the coast area or along the Long Cane Savannah River site is also a huge feral hog problem.
For our listeners who are potential contractors for the U.S. government, maybe even for your office, the Forest Service, how would you recommend that they proceed as a first-timer to start getting involved in applying for these business opportunities?
So my suggestion for first-time contractors or folks that are interested in becoming a federal contract is to talk to the Small Business Administration. The second thing I would recommend is go to SAM, the System for Award Management website, and make your profile. Once you're active in your profile, then you can go to beta.sam, which is a complete different website, and look up opportunities. It's called Business Opportunities. And you can look up South Carolina projects and see what's out there.
Kelly, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thank you, Mike.
Kelly Updegraff is a contracting officer with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Forest Service in Columbia. We will have a link to his office as well as to the resources that he mentioned posted at our webpage so you can learn more Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.